Next patient is Joe McComber. The last name is M C C U M B E R. Joe. This is the clinical case of a 93-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. Comorbidities include arterial hypertension that has been under fair control, atrial fibrillation, and history of congestive heart failure in the past. The patient has some deterioration of the kidney function when he had the fracture of the left hip, but he has been recovering progressively. The laboratory workup that was done in September 20 of 2023 shows that the serum creatinine is 1.84, the BUN is steady, the estimated GFR is 34 mL per minute. The protein creatinine ratio in the urine is less than 165 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. Number two, the patient has been taking iron, and the hemoglobin has switched from 8.9 in the early part of July of 2023 to 11.7 on September the 20th of 2023. The patient is advised to continue taking iron. The iron saturation is below 30. Following number, the patient has a history of DVT in the left lower extremity post-op, and he has a history of atrial fibrillation on Eliquis 5 milligrams POBID. To the physical examination today, the heart is regular. Following number, he has a history of congestive heart failure in the past, but is not present to physical examination today. However, a concerning point is the elevation of the systolic blood pressure to 173, the diastolic is 87. The patient is not taking the medicines as recommended. He is supposed to take diltiazem 120 extended release in the morning and metoprolol 50 milligrams at in the evening. I am going to advocate the use of furosemide at least 3 times a week in order to maintain the blood pressure under control. Following number, the patient continues taking alfuzosin, A-L-F-U-Z like in zebra, O-S-I-N, 10 milligrams at bedtime for the BPH. The patient says that he doesn't have any urgency and the nocturia is times one. The patient is doing much better. This is stronger. This is walking with the help of a walker. Less pain in the left hip and the appetite has improved. We invested 11 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, 10 minutes in the documentation period.